money and establish a quorum.
Greg Jones, present.
Skip Martinez, present.
Kim Ward, present.
And Kim Molex is present. At this time, we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance. And Don, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Don. Item number four is added agenda items, which I will add to the agenda, the operating levy for 911 and the letter of support for 911. And you all have that in your added agenda items packet.
The other one would be to accept the sign, have me sign the agreement with Deschutes County to eliminate the loan.
Yeah.
On the water district.
Okay. And I actually think I will start with the debt satisfaction and release agreement, which you all have in front of you, and request council's a motion to allow the city manager to sign that with the county.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Let the record reflect that it's unanimous, and the city manager will sign that. Let me start with the Deschutes County 911 Service District Letter of Support, formation of a new countywide 911 service district, establishing a permanent tax rate and conversion to a regional radio system. We heard a great deal of presentation by our 911 director, and is there any questions, council, in the area of this? If not, then I would entertain a motion to authorize a letter of support for formation of a new countywide 911 service district.
I so move.
Okay.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Let the record reflect that that is unanimous. And this is the Deschutes County 911 Service District Amending Operating Agreement, and that's to.
You could have him come explain that for a minute if you want.
Yeah,
sure. Be happy to.
That way, it's on this record.
Okay.
Yeah. Where would you like?
Well, right there. Right.
Yeah, please.
Yep. Introduce yourself.
Sure will. I'm Steve Reinke, the Deschutes County 911 Service District Director, and I appreciate the Council's consideration of this agreement. The agreement is intended to define the parameters under which the relationship that the 911 Service District has with its customers. It outlines the role of the County Commissioners, which is our governing board, and then it outlines the role of the County Administrator, who is the person I report directly to, the 911 director's role, and then we have a user board that consists of members from all the agencies that we provide service to. And for Lapine, your representatives on that board are the fire district and as well as the sheriff's office, who provide your public safety services. So that group meets monthly, and we take care of business, and the board advises the district on how we should proceed. Ultimately, it's up to the county commissioners as our governing board to determine our course of action. But we work very close with our customer base because we want to make sure that our two masters are served. Our one master is the public that calls 911 for service. But our other master are the customers that we serve in the public safety realm, that we dispatch for. We take the information from the public, give it to the responders as the middle person in all this. We have to make sure that the needs of both are met. So the services that we provide for the responders, they essentially become the representatives of the public because they're their constituents as well. So, thank you.
Council, any questions of the director? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion for approval of the operating agreement, Deschutes County 911 Service District, dated number 2013-654.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The record reflect that that's unanimous approval.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming down.
My pleasure. Yeah. We'll probably see you in like 2 or 3 months with that resolution.
All right.
Or you give it. Thank you again.
Now we will move to the consent agenda. Any comments on the consent agenda?
Mr. Mayor, possible conflict of interest with Ms. Garlicci.
Let the record reflect the Councilor Martinez's comments regarding conflict of interest. Is there a motion, any further questions around the consent agenda? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Seconded.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimously approved. Thank you very much. At this time, we will have public comment. Is there any public comment this evening? Hearing none, I will move on. We have a funding request from Lapine Coop and Martin Tour, and if we can have the representatives join us up here, please state your name and address and give us the story. Thank you.
Well, I'll try to take not much of your time. I know what you go through because I served for 10 years on Linn County Planning Council, and it becomes fun after a while. My name is Dave Cohen, and I'm the chairman of the Coop and Garden Tour last year and this year. And we are in our fifth year of having the Coop and Garden Tour. This year we're having 2 days, a Saturday and a Sunday. Saturday starts at 9 and Sunday starts at 12. But there's 20 different places to go to. Half of them will be on Saturday and the other half will be on Sunday. But we have we got our books printed and we had them done. They're very nicely done this year. We have sponsors in them. And I'd like to read you what our mission statement is, and it's very simple and plain. It says, we're supporting the rural community, local economics, animal husbandry, and fresh, wholesome, localized vegetable gardens, okay? And you folks probably know that Lapine is another story when it comes to farming and gardening and growing certain things. You don't just put seed in the ground here and water it once in a while and say, add it. So we want very badly to have that as a statement as to what we want to accomplish for the people here, because you've probably all been to the grocery store, or your wives have, or your husbands have, whatever. But I went in the grocery store here some time back and I had to get out because I was afraid I was going to have a heart attack because stuff was very expensive. Anyway, I looked at their stuff and said, looked home in my garden, I said, you know, according to their prices, I probably am a millionaire, because I got two rows of 80-foot long of beets and carrots and cabbage and string beans and peas and all this stuff. And so it is very essential for people to raise at least some of their own gardening vegetables, whatever they feel they have time for. But with our soil structure here, the soil has to be treated and nutrients have to be put into it, and it has to be composted, and there's a lot of things in this volcanic ash soil that we've got that we need to add to the soil in order to have it grow anything. So it's that part of what the tour is for, is to so people can come to Ken's place, or my place, anybody's place, and they can ask, well, how do you do this or how do you do that? And so we can tell them very easily. I remember the biggest lesson that I learned in gardening here in any place was that in a hothouse you grow zucchini squash. Well, any of you that have done any garden know that anybody can grow zucchini squash, okay? Well, mine come up, nice little flower on it, a little nice little zucchini, it would die in the hothouse. I thought, you know, there's something wrong here. So when I went on this tour, I went to a place and he had zucchini squash standing up this high and zucchinis all over the place. I said, you know, how do you do this in the hothouse? Well, he said, you probably don't know then that there is a male flower on the zucchini squash and there is a female flower on the zucchini squash. And if you don't, if you're in a hothouse, you don't get the benefit of butterflies or bees or bugs or anything else that might pollinate them. So you have to, in the hothouse, you have to pollinate your own by taking a swab and taking some of the male flower's pollen and putting it over on the female flower, and you get nice big zucchini. So it's just a little lesson that, you know, without knowing it, you're not going to understand, and you're going to be like I was, wondering, what am I doing wrong, you know? So that's what we are trying to do, trying to accomplish to people that come here, particularly some of them come here new, and they've heard bad stories about farming and gardening in Lapine, and we're trying to quill some of those things. And of course, it goes like anything else, it gets down to dollars and cents. We're not fortunate that we have like Frontier Days or somebody else that has thousands of these printed. We only have 200 of these printed. So when you get down to 200, your price per book goes quite high. So, and there's no sense in printing any more than what we need. So, because we always get a few extra ones so that we've got some to give away, and we've got some for next year, and we've got some for people that don't want to go on the tour after the tour's over. We just need some extra books. But anyway, we get boiled down to dollars and cents, and that's all I'm asking you for, is a few dollars that you have on your agenda, I guess. But we're just asking for a little support that we can do more for the community and hopefully bring more people in. We had a nice ad, a big story in the bulletin paper that came out last month, and it was quite complimentary of our Coop and Garden tour. The Rural Light paper from the power company is going to be out the first week in August, and it's going to have a big story in there about the Coop and Garden tour. They came out, and being I was the lonely one that had the place that they came to, they did took some pictures of my place and asked me about my place and what I did and how farming was. And so that will be in the Rural Light coming out the first of next month. So I don't know what I can do other than, if you have any questions, okay. I'd be glad to help any answer I can. So.
All right. Council, any questions of Dave? I would make a few comments here in that this has been an ongoing program that has proved extremely successful. You hear like the stories that are coming out like they are. You hear people in Bend talking about it. It's a well-attended event. They have one in Bend, and I've heard that ours is better than theirs. the people that actually participate in the tour are like myself. I have chickens called the Rainbow Hen House, and people come and to our property and ask questions about chickens, the types, and eggs, and how you get into it, and what it costs, and things like that. But also, a lot of children come alone.
Oh yeah.
And it's a real educational thing for not only the adults but for the children too. So I think it's a great thing that happens in Lapine, just like the Rhubarb Festival and some of our other
events.
So that's my input, and council, if anybody's got a question?
You mentioned the Ben Coop Tour, because they don't have a garden tour, it's just a coop tour, and they have a big map in the thing, which is a big scale map, and all they have is a dot that comes down to the different places to go. They don't have any names of the places, they have addresses only, but they have no directions on how to get there. Now, in our case, I'll read you our number one spot for just for the heck of it, but it tells in here that they have a coop known as the White House, and they have a Rainbow House, which you know who I'm probably talking about. But anyway, it tells what their address is, and then it tells them to go to Highway 97, take Burgess Road to Wickiup Junction, turn west and go 50 yards past the intersection of Burgess and hit Glenwood Drive, and you're probably right there. So we tell them how to find a place, and that was one thing that was feedback to us. Was a lady at the Frontier Days, because we had a booth there showing our chicken tractor and showing the cold frame that we have. It's hard for you to see, but we have a chicken tractor that was donated to the Grange and the Restore, because that's who we support, is the Grange and the Restore, basically. And at the festival, lady came and said, I went to the coop tour in Bend, but she said, I couldn't find any of the places, so I just came home. So it does pay to, you know how the public is, you need to really direct them and help them to find places. Anyway, I'll leave it in your hands. And
well, they do put out a great book. And council, Karen, you have a question?
Yes, I do. Do we have any money?
I know that we have money left in somewhere in our budget.
Well, we just started
we are a brand new year.
So, $350 is a lot of money for a request. Unfortunately, the best causes in this community aren't eligible for transfer tax. So, the eligibility of transit room tax has nothing to do with, is it fun? Is it talk about growing crops and all? I mean, it could be all kinds of things. So, the discussion really isn't around whether or not it's a good event or it's a fun event and it's great to have people at your house.
Sure.
So I think you need to be careful. I think that $350 for an event this size, is a decent, if they're $100 requests, it's one thing. And so I just think that you guys need to decide, because, you start giving $350s out and, that money's all gone. And I think the motels, that's where the source of the funds is motels. It's to bring people to Lapine to spend nights in motels and eat in restaurants and so on. And does that mean that someone from Bend won't drive down? Of course, someone will. Just, I think that you owe it a little bit as stewards of the money that, the car show, the cars come in from all over. They are actually Bend-based people who come, put their cars up for the day, and they're here to eat in the restaurants and so on. It's nothing about that. So I just think you need to be careful. So my thought is that $350 is too much to probably give for it. It's not a matter, because you're going to have requests. This is 8 days into our budget year. And a lot of requests over the next 11 months and 3 weeks are going to be coming in. And so, you know, if you know, do you want to give him something that helps him out? Because it would sure help him buy his books, and there is a community benefit, but just be careful. Because, okay. You know.
Okay. I agree. We have limited funds, and the city manager spoke well to that. So, council, any? Well,
are you a member?
I know that there are a lot of other solicitations that we're going to get, and I know I see this exact one come across my desk at work, and it's you know, we give to it. So I'm sure that there are other businesses that support this in the community. I don't know where the city actually, we just came off of a big, you know, holiday weekend supporting two major events in the city. So I think there are enough businesses out there in the community that would be more than willing to help you with this. I don't know if city,
Do they make money? Money and then turn it over to someone?
Yeah.
Dave, would you
explain where any of the funds that you make from this? How do you distribute those? Or
to support the Grange?
To support the Grange, which supports this whole idea, or
in the past history is that half the money goes to the Grange. To support them, and half the money goes to the Restore to help support the Habitat for Humanity and Restore, okay, through Rolando and Dan Burko. That's where the money goes. I would like very much to be able to give a little bit of some of our funds, which it isn't up to me because it has to be decided by the board on the Grange as to where the money goes, because we are supported by the Grange under our 501c4, I think it is, nonprofit organization. They have to decide, but I would like to see some money go to our very junior 4-H club members. I went to one of their meetings one time back here 3 or 4 months ago, and I found it very lightning and very good. I can remember when I was in FFA years ago, and I think that it's very, very important for us to do whatever we can for the young folks, because the young people that are coming up are going to be filling these chairs right here someday, and it's important that they have a basically good foundation. So. I'm going to push real hard to have some money go to the 12-year-old maximum 4-H club. I'm not saying I can do it, but
okay. Council, I have a thought. We do support the Restore significantly. We have this year in this budget, and I'm thinking that I don't know that we support the Grange. We haven't supported the Grange. I would suggest maybe that in light of that, the request for $350, that if you wanted to think about $150 for this in support of the Grange and that side of it.
We'd be better off giving to the event. And the theory is that a few people would come from somewhere. So you can make the connect. What he does with it, ultimately we know where he wants to go with it, but I think we could make it to the Grange. The Grange has nothing to do with tourism.
Right.
So that is, but at least you can say the Coop Tour has some, you know, it's been in the newspaper, so people have read about it. So I think if you come up with an appropriate amount, we can get it into the transfer room tax. The other thing is we could take it out of the non-transit room tax part of that and give the Coop you know, some small amount that would help them out. And, you know, we've got it up here on the sign outside. I know people do talk about it.
What's an ad cost?
Pardon?
Your book, is that advertising also?
Oh, yes.
What's an ad cost?
We have advertisements from S&S Auto Parts.
How much do they cost?
How much do they
from
cost?
The Les Schwab, little ads from Barbie's Bookkeep.
What do they cost, Dave? What do those ads cost?
This please? Book?
Oh, in the book, what do the ads cost?
Okay, a little card ad costs $50.
Okay.
And a half page ad, we had a lot of $50 ads this year. As you can see, our pages are covered with $50 ads. To say that our businesses out there have got money to spend, don't count on it too much. Anyway, here's one from the Lapine Law Firm. They went together, the two lawyers there, and High Lakes Real Estate.
How much are those?
About a half page ad.
How much is a half page ad?
That's $100.
Okay. $100.
And a full page ad, get the full page ad here, like the car shop.
Okay.
That $150.
Okay.
And, but we do a lot of comp ads also. Okay. We give the Wise by Little D Technology. We give them, Kathy helps us a lot with a computer. She keeps us on our web page.
Okay.
Keeps us up on that. And we feel that we owe Tony a half page ad for his hard work.
I think that worked, Dave. I think the council gets the idea of how much. I think that's their consideration point, is how much those ads go
for. That book's already made for this year.
Yeah.
They go from $50 to actually $200.
Okay.
We have very few, maybe one or two $200 ads.
Maybe we could, if you make a donation, we could get in there. We can have an ad for next year, maybe promoting Lapine, and come visit Lapine and have a link to their website. And we could contribute, because he'll make a book again next year, and we could already have a prepaid ad. Okay.
I can't speak for him next year, because I will not be the chairman next year, but...
And then if they come around, those will come around before they make the
that's,
book.
Right. It's the cause.
That could be passed on and would be very, very logical, because we give the Wise Buys a full page ad, and we give the Frontier... supposed to have a full page ad, and she didn't get it in, so they put a half page ad, and she was kind of mad at me, but you know, those things happen. But anyway, we do give a lot of comp ads for people that help us, and it's to our benefit and their benefit. If they gave us money, we'd have to spend it for what they give us, okay?
Well, I think I would ask the council, condition on the fact that we make, the council would consider at some point in the amount of providing you support here, that we get in the book next year, and maybe somewhere in the $150 range. Yep. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I wish I could say that can happen, okay? But I can't, because I'm not the
government. We will have faith in the Grange.
I will relate it to the committee, and the committee is going to stay in business all year round this year, rather than dissolve after their tour. And I'm going to be on the committee next year, but I'm not going to be the chairman. I have too many irons in the fire. So
okay. Thank you, Dave. And all council, right. is there a motion?
Move we make 150 contribution towards advertising next year. If not, then it's a general donation.
I second.
Motion for $150 and seconded.
Not out of transit room tax.
Out of transit room tax. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Let the record reflect that that's a unanimous approval for $150 out of TRP. Thank you, Dave, for
coming. Thank you. Hope to see all of you on the tour. We do sell books for $10 also, by the way.
It's worth it to come see the mayor's chicken.
Item number 8, Council, is ordinance number 2015-07, an ordinance granting Lightspeed Network, Inc. of Oregon Corporation. Have you all read this?
Yeah.
Do I need to read this in the record?
Read the title.
Okay. Ordinance number 2015-07, an ordinance granting Lightspeed Networks, Inc., an Oregon corporation doing business as LSN, the right and privilege to provide and operate a telecommunications business within the city of Lapine, and to place, erect, lay, maintain, and operate in, upon, over, and under the public streets, alleys, avenues, thoroughfares, highways, places, and grounds within the city of Lapine, poles, wires, optical fiber, cable, and other appliances and conductor for all communications purposes, and declaring an emergency. I will open the public hearing at this time and ask for a staff report.
This is this telecommunications stuff that pops up and around. This is a company that is actually going to serve one customer, but they have to put some wire in the ground that's on our right of ways, but they did say that in the future they may have other customers. As I told our legal counsel, it may be 10 years before we recover our legal costs. So I said, quit working on it. We may take in $10 this year on franchise fees. We could have a banner year, could be 15. But we have an ordinance that requires this kind of thing, and it's actually good. We have to control what people are putting in our right of way. And this telecommunication stuff is hard to track and follow, because stuff moves through these wires. In the old days of just getting a percentage off a power meter, that's easy, or a gas meter. But when you get into this, we did it with Brent Broadband.
Crestview Cable.
Yeah, who's the end user and who pays the franchise fee? And so, and these people were all panicked. I got calls from the contractor. They're like ready to go install it. I think it's going to the dental clinic over here. It's a franchise agreement though, so they can put wires in the ground, and then based on how many customers they have and how much revenue it is, they would pay us a fee.
Okay. Is there any public comment on this ordinance? Hearing none, I will close the public hearing. Council deliberations. I would ask, do we know what the product is?
It's something with internet type. It's a telecommunications.
Okay.
I don't know if it's phone and internet, or because I haven't talked to the
video. Or
it's a telecommunications. It's not electricity. It's not gas. It's something to do with phones, internet, telecommunications. That place. What's it called? The dentist office. Advantage.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, they're hooked up all over with this company. Okay. And for some reason, they need to put wires in there.
Okay.
Usually, there's a lot of providers, but they run through CenturyLink.
Right.
CenturyLink rents the lines to them. And I kept asking Jeremy, I don't understand why there's not ring lines from somebody that's already got a line in there, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Council, your pleasure?
So it's 7%.
Yep, 7% franchise fee.
Do we need more lines?
We need more 7%.
I suggest we go for it.
I move we approve ordinance 2015-07.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve ordinance number 2015-07.
Aye.
All those in favor?
With an ordinance
roll call, please.
Oh, and it is a roll call. Yeah.
Okay.
Say your name.
We need
your name. It's a roll call.
Karen Ward.
Aye.
Mr. Martinez, aye.
Greg Jones, aye.
Opposed? It's unanimously approved.
I think the league works is that they're struggling with these all over because it is so hard for cities to figure out on this telecommunications. And you may see some change in the legislature someday. Who's the end user and how do you get it?
Well, there's some stuff going through the courts.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's challenges.
Yeah. So, about what can and can't be charged.
Yeah.
Okay, approval of insurance agent of record.
Yeah, I actually should have had this at the last meeting. Forgot about it, but we had actually four of the five council people met, and it was an advertised meeting, but we did the, and I think four of you were there, right? Yeah, so, you know, I think what I was thinking, well, they were all supportive, the Maryland votes in a tie, and he was the only one not there, so, you know, but anyway, we actually needed to bring it here for a vote. We interviewed,
three
companies, and these folks out of Eugene, and I'll let you guys all speak to it, I came back in and I wasn't even there when they debated it, and they had unanimously chose this firm, WHA Insurance out of Eugene. They specialize in public entities, that's one of their big areas. And so I would recommend that we do, well actually we need to, effectively they took over July 1st. We've already saved $3,000 on workers' comp. They went and bid it, and we got a cheaper carrier, so we've already saved money.
Okay.
And then make sure councilman maybe make comments about what you thought.
Any comments, council?
They were really professional in their approach to showing us what they could do for us. They seem to have a network that they can provide us all kinds of things that the other companies couldn't really offer, and I was just really, you know, my mind was made up as soon as they got done talking. They were a fantastic group.
Well, I didn't vote for these folks, I voted for the other guys, but I agree with Greg, they were professional, and I believe they'll do the city a very good job, and I think if they're already saving us money, then yeah, they're the right way to go. So I'm glad that they, if it was not, if I had two choices, this would have been the second one. So yeah, I'm satisfied.
Very knowledgeable, especially in city government and business. I found them to be very want to service us. Mm-hmm. And they convinced me.
They cover the fire district here.
Okay.
And I have talked to both of the other people about what your choice was and the reasons.
Okay.
And they're all understanding.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve WHA as our insurance agent of record?
I so move.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? It's unanimous to approve. Item number 11, number 10 is discussion of surplus equipment, and I think we all have a item number 10 sheet here. Staff report.
Well, that lets Scott, and actually these two guys were working on this a little bit, I guess, but Scott, you tell them what we got.
We have a collection of things that we no longer need. Vehicles, we do have a backhoe we're going to surplus, one old pumper truck. I've never seen it ran since 2006, so we probably don't need it anymore. I think if we can get it declared surplus, then we can, maybe Corey knows the process, but I'd like to see us do like a sealed bid on the website or in the newspaper. Not have to put a whole lot of staff time into it, I guess, but get rid of it.
Yeah, this excess you know, the trucks and the equipment that we've just got sitting around that aren't going to run, then we may have to tow them over for the bid. People like that stuff, and we would like them to like them and take them away. So under the law, we have to basically, the council has to vote that these are surplus, and then we're free to surplus equipment, and then we're free to sell them. Well, we weren't even going to put a minimum bid because we thought, you know, we really do want folks to bid on these and take them home and stuff. Don, you do need the tow truck. However, we don't tow it, but some of it will ride there.
Yes.
So we would like permission to surplus this stuff with no minimum bid. Corey and him are going to work it out. We'll put an ad in the Wise Buy for a few weeks and just give a date and time. People can go out there. He's already towed two of them, or Greg drove those maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they got there. But they're out by the cell tower. And so those are a couple of the nice vehicles that are available. Some of them haven't got there yet.
I got a question.
Yeah.
On the humor side. There's an old set of wheels sitting out there. As you go around, like you're going to go up and dump the septic. And,
well, you need those, don't you?
No. They've been here as long as I've been here. And I'm surprised not to see them not on the list, but moving right along.
Are they wooden?
No. Well, that was good. Not that way. Okay. Is there a motion to surplus the equipment listed with a no minimum bid?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimously to get rid of this stuff. So, thank you. Okay, we are down to discussion on cost of living increase for staff. So we're really going to bring this up this time?
No. We're going to do it in August.
I was kidding.
No. But no, I want to do some more studying on it.
Okay.
But we want to, we'll make retroactive back to July 1st.
So. We'll table item number 11 at this time.
Ashley told me it was about 10%. Scott thought it was 11. I thought it was a minus 1. So we're kind of negotiating.
Corey started us at 9, so we're just moving up on the bids here.
Yeah, I want to have a little more. We get the right consumer price index type thing. It's probably 1-2%, something like that. Anyway, we put that in the budget, figured in one, okay. And it'll be effective July 1. So I want to come back in August.
I think we've, item number 12 is other matters, and we've covered all those, so we'll go to public comment again. Any public comment at this time? Hearing none, I will move forward. Gee whiz. And staff comments? Anything?
We did it. That's on the, that was on the loan.
Okay.
So we are, you know, we're going to start meeting next week. We have our first meeting on the ODOT out here with actual business owners. And so we're going to start meeting them one-on-one. And so we kind of went down. I met with ODOT. We went down, basically, Corey and I went down house, lot by lot. And we're going to start meeting and setting up appointments over the next month. We'll start engaging the landowners on what kind of the plan looks like, see, get their thoughts on it, talk to them about access, so it'll be right away. I think the right away manager, one of them, there were two of them at our meeting, the right away manager, and one other person, I don't remember, there's a PR person or somebody, and us, and just kind of start hitting them. So that'll be exciting. And I'm going to have Corey, who's going to send an email tomorrow to the chamber to explain why the road project stopped. They're going to start back up again. You know, a lot of people have comments like, why did they stop? So they either blame ODOT or us. So we are to blame. The city of Lapine is to blame, no one else. So each of you are to blame because you wanted to take advantage of a $150,000 grant. And as I told the last person that complained, we're darn proud of that. And we did not want to pour sidewalk. And about when it finished curing in 3 weeks, we were going to have us jackhammered up and report. And that this council didn't feel that was the thing to do. And everyone you tell that to, oh, then they back you quickly. Because that's really what would happen. And it took, Eric had to go out. You know, we had to do things. And then he had to enter this into the ODOT project. Well, that was already bid. And it's not like adding a $10,000 add-on. It's $250,000. And you've got to let them kind of bid it. And, you know, they got to go out. And that, the contractor had to go price stuff. And, you know, and came in at
209.
But then ODOT adds on the extras. So it'll hit the 250. Anyway, they should be starting, I think, next, probably one more week, about, or week and a half.
I understand they're finalizing landscaping bid numbers on the landscaping side.
Okay. And but the arms that hold the lights up were not going to be, they were already going to be delayed until the middle of September. So it wouldn't have mattered. And so it'll be done toward the end of October, probably by the time it's all up, done, the grass is in, the light's working. But it's about a 1 month delay, but it was the only way to go, and I know that you guys all support that and understand it. But I think one of the criticisms is that the public doesn't know, and you know, I'm used to a town that has a weekly newspaper, and I mean, it's truly a newspaper. This one, you know, you don't know when it's coming out, and when they only come out kind of monthly or kind of,
Whenever
they come out, it's more difficult. So one thought was, well, he'd send a thing down to Anne, she could send it out to her, kind of at least the business community. But don't you guys, you know, be afraid to spread it around why it had to be done that way. There's just nothing we could do.
Okay.
And then next week we're meeting with the WikiUp project manager. He's coming down, so we're going to be working on that. And one of the topics is I want to start working on the signage of what goes up out there, because he said, well, that's already been bid, and I kind of said, well, you know, geez, that thing's not even going to get started for a couple of years. The signs are probably 2.5 years out. You mean you've already picked what goes on them? And I said, well, you know, I've never seen a draft of that, because he says it does matter. And I said, when we come off to Burgess, and we, you know, are we going left or right? Are we going to Lapine? Are we going to downtown? Or are we going to WikiUp? Are we going to WikiUp Lake? Where are we going? Because this is going to be like almost a parkway type signage that's bigger. When we go and we're coming this way, when we turn, it's going to say Burgess Road. Is it going to say, you know, you can't have 10 things, but is it going to say, are they going to also put in some of the blue signs that people can buy for the restaurants and things that are down there? You know, we just have to think that through, right? What's going to be. Right. And I told him that, you know, we do expect to have input on that. And the fact that it's already been submitted doesn't mean that's what it's going to be.
Good.
So, he said that's fine. I mean, the wording on it really, you know, they probably bid some sizes. So we got lots of time to work on it. But they're going to come down. Corey's going to work with them after this. And then, and he's a new project manager on it. So, and then Scott, we've got, I think, and then they have an agreement we have to sign. We don't have that much money.
No money. For the
yes.
Relocation of water and sewer line.
And we were going to be 100-some thousand. So.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. If he keeps working at it, he'll spend his 100, but. But anyway,
okay.
That worked good. So that's kind of the ODOT projects. And our planner was here today, and we spent 3 hours or so together, and we went and we looked, we walked streets, and we got out a couple times, and we walked widths of streets because it was good for Corey and her to visualize what a 20-foot street is, what a 24-foot street is, and what a 28-foot street is. And looked at where people park and where they don't park. Corey, where do they not park?
In their garages.
Why do they not park in their garages?
Because there's lots of stuff in their garages.
Because the people's garage doors were up, and we were all over, and we stopped each one. In fact, until we got over into,
is it?
Well, Crescent Creek.
Oh, sorry, up on the
well, over here we had a couple.
Yeah, sure.
When we were over here, we were at about 10 garages, and at that point, not one person could park a car in the garage. Because they're stopped there, you could see. And so it was, again, educational, trying to show that, yes, they have garages, but don't ever think that's where our cars are. And so then when you plan, you have to realize that that's not for cars. They're storage. They're storage units. And so you then have to realize that when we saw over in Huntington Meadows, many of the streets, I mean, their cars were everywhere. It's just on-street parking, which is how people live. It's not, and they're going to live that way. Now, when you go to Crescent Creek, there was virtually none. The parking was one or two, but virtually none. And so then we were looking at the alleys that are private, just the different things. So it was a really good session, and we went out. We got a couple, three people wanting to. We have three called mini storage projects of different kinds. So we talked about that. Some people going to add on or build some mini storages of different sizes for motorhomes and also residential. So we looked at those projects. We went down, and Corey's going to start working on some of the Kegel code things. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue working on railroad. We saw some new popped up. Was that schedule? I remember that. The next Second Street over.
Yeah.
Schedule,
yeah.
I think. Yeah. I mean, you know, one thing about it, you know, every week you do a tour, and here's a new camp trailer 5 feet from. 5 feet from the road, and they got a nice little new fence, and they had a little fence this wide with a little, like a little wire thing on top. I guess that was their gate. And it was about a 24-foot camp trailer, real special little thing. And the garbage sack, of course, was there in the black garbage sack waiting for the animal to do its thing. So I said, you know, that's one we are going to get on. And he'll be researching who owns that property tomorrow. And then we found another one that might have moved in on railroad. But we had one left. And then when we got there, the two sheriff's SUVs were at the one house, who is a gentleman that I have had discussions with before. And he was on TV here a while back being interviewed. And then when we got back out on the road, they were back, another SUV, he was over at railroad at the A-frame, which we have done code enforcement on, and we got one motorhome out of there, and they were out in the middle of the road, and those two groups know each other, these two houses, on schedule and railroad, because they both were on TV together, oh, it's interesting. So anyway, we're going to start working in code. Corey, I said I'd like to spend basically about call 8 hours a week on code enforcement. For now, we'll start that. Then we're going to start working down through the ones that we have pending that we haven't had resolution on or just got through. Now, we did get rid of one on Kegel. The man got rid of his after I had worked on him for a year, and I called him up and got him riled up a couple weeks ago. He came out over the 4th. And hauled off his last load of garbage sacks.
I heard about it.
Did you?
Yeah.
From the neighbor?
Yeah.
Were they happy or did
yeah.
they?
Yeah. They were.
So it's okay. I mean, you know, if you want to get picky, you can still pick on it. But I think if you've got 90% of what they needed to do, and so we're calling that done. You know, you have to stop at some point. So that one's done. And we'll start working down through some of those others. Retake photos. Get some letters out. It appeared the goats were gone over on railroad because we had 8 or 12 goats, and today it looks like the goats have now left. Didn't see any goats, and so we'll work our way over toward the wards.
Pine.
Get over to Pine. So that's and you know if there's other things that. And then Corey, you can tell me you're working on the cemetery. Just give up a report in a month or so.
Yeah, probably later this month you should have a report on sort of the existing policies or lack thereof of how the interment cemetery is run in the city. I've been meeting with the different stakeholders who are involved in that process, and I'll be funneling that up to Rick, and then ultimately it'll be in front of all of you. So,
very good.
Yep.
So if there's other things you'd like,
I'm going to mark off this schedule camp trailer. Since
oh, did you
Well, I got a complaint.
When did that come in?
Just happened. Just recently happened.
Yeah,
they took the fence down apparently, put the trailer in, then put the fence back up.
And you know what's odd about it? He didn't go back into the trees like most of them. It's right there.
The person that I talked to wondered where the sewage was going.
Yeah. Well, we didn't go on the property, but we wondered that ourselves, and we can only make one assumption. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so and then the other one, the big one there, we do have, you've seen the email, but we do have the bigger one on Railroad has been, the certified letters went out on that one, and they were cited by the sheriff. It's the first time that's happened, so we actually had someone cited by the sheriff on Railroad, and they, then Scott and I and Corey went to deliver the notice for the door. So we took all hands on deck out, but they actually, well, they greeted me when I got there first to Scott, but I don't know, I was afraid Scott had chickened out.
You went the wrong way, I couldn't
believe it. But the man came out, and we did talk to, well, we ended up with most of the part of the family. We met the cousins and the son, and, you know, little group. But then Scott came back and brought up the rules, but then they wouldn't answer, and their attitude had changed.
Yeah, I didn't really want to go in there, but I could hear them hollering, but they wouldn't come out and meet me when we went back. I think we got our one good one.
Yeah, so, but they got a posted pink notice. It's very, so this, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. So it's kind of a two-edged thing. The landowner got a certified letter. We delivered to the occupants and the tenants of the property, and then all the lien holders, people that had financial interest in the property, they were all certified. We got phone calls today. One of them said, hey, we don't really have any interest in it anymore. And they were given 10 days to basically abate it, fix it. And that, what day were we there? Wednesday? Thursday. So, 10 days is...
Friday next week?
Yeah, Friday, so then we'll go to the next step. What ultimately happens if this isn't abated, and we'll go careful with it. It depends on if they respond, certain things happen. If they don't respond, then certain other things happen. But at the end of the day, if there's no abatement and we just don't hear anything, we'll go back through it again to make sure, you know, kind of call it our fifth check. But we will... We have the right under our ordinance to go clean it up. So we very well will hire someone with a backhoe and a dump truck, and we will start cleaning it up. Then what we spend is then becomes a lien as it's attached to the property. But it sends a very strong signal that you don't get to live however you want. So that's where it could end up.
Is this the property owners living this way, or are these just squatters or renters?
No, they're not squat. Well, they're not squatters. They're relatives, family, friends, and cousins.
Where is the owner from?
Sweet Home. So, but it's all relatives. I mean, yeah, there's like five trailers on there, so we don't know that they're all relatives. We did see, you know, people kind of coming in. They were evidently cleaning out the main house because stuff was coming out the front door into somewhat of a pile. I don't know what's happening. You can go by. It's on Railroad. Everyone ought to do it.
Out of the Keiko truck. For the last 3 days, I've been asked whether or not we paid attention to the signs that are appearing next door.
Mm. Out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Signs out here.
What sign?
Well,
there's some signs. There's a couple of individuals that, one of them was a son of somebody that used to own this property back.
Right here next to us.
There's new signs.
What do those signs say?
Crazy stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen them. I never go past here.
But the police have there has been several chases of him.
The city property. Inside the city.
Don't know about that.
Part of that's inside the city. Those signs.
You don't know what's in the city? Have you seen the signs?
I know what they are. I've seen them in my lifetime. I don't have to see them to know what they are.
Yeah.
But I know where they are. And I don't know that it's in the city. But I have been approached about it.
Oh, is it just weird stuff?
It's very weird.
Before.
Oh, well, no, I'll drive down and look at them. Are they just right next door?
Yes.
Well, I can tell you that if it's, those are tough to win. Even if it was in the city, we'd have to spend some time and money trying to figure it out.
I have heard from Dave Yeager, who has the property on further down and across the street, and that used to be his dad's property out there, that the individual has been caught and cited with a nuisance citation.
Yeah. Also, does this go with his property?
He also spent time in jail. I talked to him. Okay. Unfortunately, I had to so at the rodeo.
That's anything else? Or staff? Anything?
No, we'll just keep...
I just want to remind you guys, since we won't see you again until August, that the 1st of August, the new water and sewer bills are going to go out. Be prepared for your friends that pay a water and sewer bill to have something to say, some good, some bad, but just be prepared.
Mostly you will hear the bad, so you do need to be prepared. We're compiling a list of those who
really
were
bad
actually...
ones.
Yeah, we're going to call a few to explain and kind of pre-warn people that they might want to, you know, reduce their water consumption or at least be aware of it. You will not hear from those who need bills that don't go up much or go down because they don't call. So yeah, you do need to be prepared. I mean, there are some people that use a lot of water.
What could we afford to maybe have the radio station do a couple of announcements a day or just...
Well, what would you say?
Well, just let people know that, you know, the city wants you to know that be prepared, you know, because I know people don't always read their mail. I mean, look at chuck it in the garbage.
We're having a little glitch with the software company getting our some of the changes in. I mean, I'm a little nervous about it. I've got to talk to the Cassell manager today or tomorrow. I get up to my cell phone. Because there's some changes that have to be made. Who knows, if we had to put it off a month, it's possible that throws another issue in the mix. But the software has to calculate this change on the bills. And they were saying they can't. They are programmers and they're to do this transition or do want to work on it on the 22nd of July, but we do our bills on the 31st. And so I'm going to try to get them to move that up. And she's been working with them. And she sent the stuff into them in the first part of June. Then now they're saying, oh, well, now we're swamped with projects and so we can't get to it. So there's been a lot of back and forth, so we'll see.
Okay.
But we do have a list of, we will know who the most surprised people. We can pretty well calculate.
And we're also catching them as they come in or they call. Do you want to know what your bill would be under the new system next month?
Good.
We calculate it out for them. And some people are really shocked and some people are very happy. Mm-hmm. Some people are very mad. But all in all, they're okay with it at the end. So we're trying to be proactive and letting people know that it's changing and that they may see an increase.
Yeah. Our water district, we haven't heard a word.
From anyone?
You didn't get the letter?
No, we followed through with notifying all of that.
Oh,
I understand.
We haven't heard a word.
Well, what we can do with you too, if you want to figure back, because they're a bulk user.
You guys are pretty flush.
Oh, so yours not going to see a big change. Yeah, you don't know. We were looking at some, there's people that use 20,000 gallons.
26,000 gallons
house.
Of water.
Didn't you say me?
At a house.
At a house.
Marijuana.
No. These are just...
And I'll ask them, can you get your water usage down? No, I really like my lawn. Well, do you know how much your irrigation system uses? Yep, I really like my lawn. Okay, well, that's what your bill's going to be.
So when you use that volume of water, you're going to see a difference.
Yeah, I really like my lawn, too.
So, and this is, of course, a hotter month.
Yeah.
Yeah, close to that.
So just kind of be prepared. We're going to be, you know, you guys, I mean, just, and try, you know, don't try not to have meltdowns over it. And, you know, just have them call the staff and, you know, and we'll, you know, explain what we can. There, and you know what, it's going to be that first month and you're going to have that. It could be, you may get 10 people tell you, and to you it's like, oh my God, I got tons of people, but we have hundreds of customers. And you know, you're going to get complaints from some, but there's nothing we can do. So I am going to try to guess ahead. And we, like I said, we may proactively call a few just to say, hey, start being careful. Well,
I called and I got a perfect explanation.
Did you figure, did they kind of give you a figure?
Yes. Because I didn't have any sewer bill.
Oh, right.
So
so that that actually ended up benefiting us in the long run because we didn't bill out for sewer. People said, why is my bill so low? Well, because we have this month to catch up and we're going to change the rates. Do you want to know what the new rate would be? It really helped initiate that conversation with the customers. So.
Good.
Yeah, just be prepared. It's a big change for folks. Today, I was pretty happy with their presentation. I was really...
I loved it.
So we'll be working forward on that. So yeah, come back in September.
That shows us moving forward. I really like it. I like that whole piece.
Yeah. And then we're going to start... Scott, or, Corey's going to talk to Scott. We'll start working on that. We need to... limit back on some of our sidewalks and do some pruning back and things. Got some streets wrote down and we'll start, Scott will start working on that, his crew. So lots of public work stuff.
Karen, council comments?
We had a good meeting. I thought it was great with the commissioners. I like the water and the sewer. They made me even understand what they were. Remember, I'm only a mere girl, so it was good that they could make me understand. Thank you.
All right. Stu?
Well, I think we heard during our work session, Janet's report on the lead. We had a work session yesterday, and it helped define what lead is, Lapine Economic Development. We had the two new members from Sun River there, and that's exciting. They bring an element, a good perspective of what changes Sun River is going through. So I think we're all kind of moving in the same direction on the same, with the same issues. So I think it's going to be a good group, and there's a lot of excitement coming out of that. Roger Lee facilitated the whole thing, so I think, yeah, it was good. Rick was there, Corey was there, the thunder shower was there.
Where was the news?
It was at Bruce Bischoff's house.
Oh, house, that was great.
Down in Sprague River, Lazy River. And then, I don't know if anyone got a chance to attend Craig, whatever his name, Kegel concert.
Yeah.
You know, the city health sponsor, that was very,
very good.
There's nothing but talk all over town about that. You know, the rodeo was the same way, Frontier Days. I mean, it was an exciting day, weekend for Lapine. So, after that, I went home and took a nap, so that's it.
Okay. Greg?
Yeah. Actually, I have two things. Right before I left for the meeting today, got a phone call asking me to bring up the council considering an audit for the chamber money that we give. I wasn't here for the last go-round, I guess, so I don't know what you guys
think about
that.
The money we give them?
Yeah, the money that we pay to the chamber. They wanted to know why it wasn't being audited, or the chamber wasn't being audited for the fact that they get that money. But so for consideration, I told them I'd bring it up. And does anybody have any feelings on that?
Well, we get their budget.
We get, yeah.
Yeah.
And then right. You know, we give them the money, they spend it.
That's kind of what I thought too. You know, we get those quarterly deals
we
from
do.
Them. And it seems like enough to me.
Well, whoever asked you for that, you could make a copy of that because that's public record.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, once it comes here, it's
yeah,
public.
And give that to yeah. the person.
Okay. Yeah. Out of the blue?
Yeah.
So, anyway, with that said, this is effectively my last meeting on the Pine City Council. My wife and I have sold our home, and we bought a home in another city, so I will be on board until the 17th. I will be submitting a letter to the council for their, I guess, for their records and approval. And it's been a blast serving this town. I'm going to miss everything that I've experienced in this, even the crazy bad stuff. But it was really wonderful just being a part of this team and seeing all the great things that have happened over the last 2 years, and I hope that things continue to just keep rolling because it's exciting. I will miss you all. And yeah. That's it. Goodbye.
Well, let me respond just to that, Greg. I you've done a great deal of great work here. You participated. You've been readily willing to speak up and speak out and agree. And I personally, and I'm sure the other counselors will miss that input and participation. You've served the city well, and I'm proud of you for doing it.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, people don't, you know, whether you agree or disagree on various issues, it takes a lot. There's some of you in the audience have served, and, you know, it's a thankless job, and, you know, you put a lot more thought into it, and, you know, it's kind of like we got the last person kind of criticizing First Street and that, you know, why would the city, you know, what are you doing, you know, why would you do that? And I felt like saying, you know, yeah, we set out. About 3 weeks ago, we thought, here's a project that's going along great. Well, we don't want that to happen. So we just decided to stop it for a month. to you know, because that was our goal. Our goal, this mayor and this council wanted to just stop it. You know, and it's kind of the stuff you guys put up with, and people don't realize that. And you work hard, and thank you, Greg, for all the work you have put in.
For my comments, let me see, I'll start with, I just wanted to point out the grass in front of Bi-Mart is being underwater, they're not fertilized. So we need public works probably to look at that because it's drying up. I don't know whether it's not getting watered or whether it's not getting serviced properly or what, but my experience is that
I told them last week that they need to be fertilizing that. It is we did adjust the water up. There is a part of it that doesn't seem to get water like it should. So we may have to add a sprinkler head to that.
They didn't fertilize last week, right? Mm-hmm.
I told them it needed fertilized last week. I don't know that they did.
Yeah. Yeah, and that much heat, you'll burn it to death.
Yeah, and I just want to point out that it's looking pale and used. The other thing of significant importance for the city is I'm going on vacation tomorrow. It's going to be gone 3 weeks. So if you want to save some time and effort, don't send emails.
So. Well, don't respond.
Well, I'm going to have a notice. So, anyway, that's all I have. Any further discussion, Council? Hearing none.
I move we adjourn.
Moved.
Seconded.
Seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Everyone's on vacation.
Where's your CEO?
The mayor's on